gospel notes. I hope the continent is calling out my name. The painted desert and the great divide, the smoky mountain bluegrass ride. I'm hearing the call letters with a smile. American radio, American radio.
Okay, that was Puritan Rodeo off the Magic Suit Ball CD, and that was the song by the same name, Magic Suit Ball. You are listening to Licks and Lyrics on WCOM, and Licks and Lyrics is underwritten by RM Source. For over 15 years, RM Source has been providing on-site IT support, software development, and data center solutions to companies around the world. For your IT needs, rmsource.com. We have got Zoltar's Fortune setting up in the studio now. It's going to be awesome. But in the meantime, I've been playing some local music. We start off the set with some Bombadil, A Buzz Buzz, Mount Moriah, Lament Milagro Saints, American Radio, and then Puritan Radio, of course, with the Magic Suit Ball. So let's keep up the local music and stay tuned for Zoltar's Fortune coming up soon. But right now here is Emily Mussolino, Mr. Smooth Talker.
On the corner of Tin Pan Station, where the street lights shine in the sky, if you're quiet and listen closely, you can hear all the women cry. If you ask them about their sorrows, if you wonder why they despair, you need only look at the counter, see the silhouette standing there. Hey, Mr. Smooth Talker, did you swallow your silver tongue? Did your lady finally leave you when she noticed what you've become? Hey, oh, Mr. All-Nighter, did she stand you up at the bar? Did you have one affair too many? Or did you take just one step too far? Your avenues of deception are simply works of art. But the pinstripes that you're wearing mold a cage around your heart. Many times the other fellas asked you, oh, what's the secret to all of your success? But underneath your rugged looks, oh, there's only emptiness. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Mr. Smooth Talker, did you swallow your silver tongue? Did your lady finally leave you when she noticed what you've become? Hey, Mr. All-Nighter, did she stand you up at the bar? Did you have one affair too many? Did you take just one step too far? What's come over old Mr. Charming? Lately he doesn't seem all there. Have you noticed the way that he's been staring at the girl with the gold in her hair? Now he's stumbling and chasing shadows and gazing at stars above. Mr. Smooth Talker, did she really put you under? Did you finally fall in love? Yeah! Oh, Mr. Smooth Talker, did you swallow your silver tongue? Did your lady, did she finally leave you when she noticed what a scoundrel you'd become? Oh, hey, Mr. she stand you up at the bar? Oh, did you have one affair too many? Did you take just one step too
far? Well, I can't say, baby, where it is that you. That you're with, I would not call them friends. And I don't know, honey, where it is that you go. And who you're with, I don't rightly know. One thing, baby, I can't see. You treat me like I ain't good company, and I know. You know, it's true, do you? This night, mama, I was sleeping alone. Because you ain't got the nerve to pick up the goddamn phone. Oh, just tossing and turning and laying alone in my bed. Oh, them same old doubts creep back up in my head. One thing, baby, I can't see. You treat me like I ain't good company. And I know, you know, it's true, don't you? Across the ground. And someday, baby, it'll be clear to see. By then I'm gone, you'll be missing me. One thing, baby, I do know. They say one monkey don't stop the show. And I know. Oh, oh, eh, oh, oh, oh.
Mary says, slow down, he's off the gas. We got some time and we're gonna make it last this afternoon. Going nowhere soon. The day is exhaling. Got an open road for the storytelling. Got a tale or two you could listen to. Oh, beautiful things. Oh, oh, beautiful things. In this tangled up thicket world. Look for Queen Anne's lace in regular places. Tennessee highways by the exit ramps. Look for Blackout Susan's, where they have room to move in. She knows where the wildflowers grow. Well, Willie asked Mary for her hand. Mary asked the Lord, should it be my man? He's a Baptist boy, I'm a good Catholic girl. Oh, but oh, Lord, I love him so. Give me a sign answer that I can know, and it rang clear and true in a parking lot on Dixie Avenue. Oh, beautiful things, oh, oh, beautiful things in this tangled up, thicket world. Look for Queen Anne's face in regular places. Tennessee highways by the exit ramps. Look for Blackout Susan's where they have room to move in. She knows where the wildflowers go. Mary says, slow down, ease off the gas. We got some time and we're gonna make it last this afternoon. We're going nowhere soon. Oh, the day is exhaling. Got an open road for the storytelling. Got a few more hours for the wildflowers. Oh, beautiful things. Oh, oh, beautiful things in this tangled up thicket world. Look for Queen Anne's face in regular places. Tennessee highways by the exit ramps. Look Blackout Susan's where they have room to move, and she knows where the wildflowers grow. She knows where the wildflowers
Zoltar's Fortune, and I've got Zoltar's Fortune live in the WCOM studio today. They even brought the fire dancer, although nothing's lit though, so don't worry. So Zoltar's Fortune, let's see if all the mics are working. Can we say hello, Vern?
Hello,
Vern! Yay! And then everyone, come say hello. Don't be shy. Go say introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Kate.
That was Kate, and you are playing?
I play the flute.
And Vern, you should tell what you play.
I'm Vern, and I play the violin.
All right. And Tom?
I'm Tom, I play guitar.
All right. And Mundi? Come on, Mundi.
I'm Mundi, and I'm...
Remember, you're so close that you can lick it, but don't lick it.
I'm Mundi, and I'm the fire dancer.
Mundi the fire dancer.
And I'm in the back of the room. I'm the accordion player. There's stuff in front also, and I don't
want to
slip and fall.
The accordion player Jay is buried beneath equipment, basically. So in case you couldn't hear, that was Jay.
I'm incredibly happy to be here.
Good. We're incredibly happy that you're here. And go ahead, Sean.
I'm Sean. I play the bass.
All right. And so we have a full house of Zoltar's Fortune. So we already had a taste off the CD, which was Turquoise Bracelets. So should we just see how it sounds in here? Should we just get started?
Sure.
What will you play for me first?
This is a tune called The Basso.
The Basso?
One, two, one.
I feel like we should take it to the streets, and I think a fire dancer might make it a little bit more awesome. So, I guess I have so many questions. So, my first one is, how did, because y'all have probably not started, in fact, I know y'all did not start with this Romani gypsy, but I know y'all are musicians, so you've got the gypsy soul, but how did you actually get to this kind of music?
Well, we were all in a band called Puritan Rodeo, which you guys...
Which we like to play here on Licks and Lyrics. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so not all of us. Me and Sean and Tom and Kate were in Puritan Rodeo. And when Puritan Rodeo broke up, I'd been interested in this kind of music for a while.
Just as a violin player, as a fiddle, just because it's so much fun to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I think it's really cool.
Yeah, you're like, go. Yeah.
No, I studied Russian. Tom's saying I was a Russian studies major, which is very, very not true. Don't ask me anything about Russia that doesn't have anything to do with this music, because I will not know the answer.
But the music aspect was interesting to you.
Yeah. I remember seeing, my wife and I took a trip to Rome about... 8 years ago, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And we were wandering around, and there's a lot of cool stuff to see. But there's these little squares that the city's divided up into, and there's always something cool going on in each one of them. And we were in a place called Campo dei Fiori, as I'm pronouncing it horribly, I'm sure, because I also don't speak Italian.
Here in Carborough, we're fine with Campo dei Fiori, yes.
But there was a guy there who was playing this kind of music. It was an old guy dressed like sloppy clothes, all sweaty.
Right.
But he was just amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And his band was like a guy with like a 2-string bass. There's a guy with some strings missing on a guitar. But
they were good without those strings. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I was like, I want to be that guy.
Right. Maybe less dirty.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Come to the show at 5 o'clock at Southern Rail and see for yourself. Yeah, so I was interested in that kind of music from kind of that point.
Okay, and then you came back and you were like, da, 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 let's do this, and y'all jumped on board? You were like, yes?
We tried to kind of do it while Puritan Rodeo was still around. Me and Sean and Tom would monkey around with the songs, but, you know, Puritan Rodeo.
And you just basically took sort of traditional songs and were like, let's just try these out and let's give it a go.
Some of that, and then if you hunt around, you can find this kind of music. So we tried a few different things with it, but we really weren't able to do anything with it because Puritan Rodeo kind of stayed busy.
Right.
But after that wrapped up, I was like, well, now.
Focus too, then.
Wait, Sean, I can't hear what you're saying.
Now I can play out of tune.
We were playing like Irish stuff in there too, and there was a banjo and things like that involved, and it was a lot less focused than Zoltar is, and it was really more of a side project, and I think we only played one show.
It was a terrible show. Very bad.
So Zoltar was a little more focused and so a little more fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then Jay joined us. I'd been after
right,
Jay for a while.
Sure. Like, let's get the accordion player. Yeah.
I knew he played. I knew he was great. And he's a veteran of a lot of other bands that have been around here.
So y'all had seen each other play and you respected. Okay. So.
Yeah. He was in a band called Eyes to Space. And then that became Lemming Malloy, wasn't it? And Oyster Destroyster. That was where the accordion was heavily featured.
Nice. Okay.
Sea Chanties.
Okay. That sounds fun. And so then you were playing this music and it was, you realized that there was something missing and that was a fire dancer, because the show would be even better if there was fire being swung around in the air.
Yeah, our original fire dancer was Laura Guinnessy, and she worked at the same place I did. And when I found out that she did that, I was like, oh, you know, well, we've got to get that in.
Right.
And now Laura has left. She's gone to Appalachian, but there was a Laura Mundy connection.
Okay.
And so
can you just rent a fire dancer then? Is this a possibility? And so your website, you can come tell people how to find you, because someone out there is excited now for their next birthday party.
You absolutely can just rent a we prefer to call it book fire dancer.
Right.
Really,
it's a professional show, but you can have them come and perform for you. You don't actually have to have your own band.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like a cute female fire eater. It can, we have like big male fire breathers, all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, so this is a whole bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have, my company, Mesmerizing Arts, has about 25 different performers.
And
they're not all fire dancers.
They're not all fire dancers. Uh-huh. So Mesmerizing Arts, check it out. Okay. But then, before we play some more music, we should mention that all of you will be playing tonight at 5 o'clock, just right across the street, right? We're just...
Yep, Southern Rail. It's part of the... The New Belgium Pump Kick beer release. That's their fall Halloween-y, I reckon, pumpkin flavored beer.
Okay. So it sounds like a party.
It is going to be a party.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
do not want to miss it.
Yeah. This sounds like, in fact, like this sounds like the party. Really. Really. I mean, come on.
You're right.
There's a beer release. There's Zoltar's Fortune. There's a fire dancer. Mm. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. 5 to 7 we'll be playing, and it really is the only place to be, so
okay.
Be there.
Okay. All right. So shall we give them another taste of some Zoltar's Fortune?
Yeah. We'll do a Russian tune called Two Guitars, and it's not, we only have one guitar because it doesn't indicate that there's two guitars in the band. It is in Russian, I imagine it has words that talk about a band with two guitars.
Bass guitar.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually. That's true. That's true.
There are two guitars. One of them is a bass guitar. All right, two guitars. Zoltar's Fortune live on WCOM. Thank you.
was awesome. Two guitars, Zoltar's Fortune. I'm sorry, I got caught up in taking pictures and I was doing some really artsy shots and got distracted by my volume levels. But very, very, very good stuff. So are you now taking these traditional songs and starting to tweak them and create your own? Are you becoming full-on gypsy-blooded Zoltar's Fortune people?
Because we're Americans.
Right, yes. But you are musicians.
We
so that means you're troubadours.
Yeah, we can't help, I think, but inject it with whatever we were informed by in our
right some southern
incarnations.
Yeah.
So there's a Southeast American element to it. In like two guitars, we play that pretty straight. We do a lot of improv type stuff on stage, and we take a lot of chances and play off each other. And
that just is because y'all have played with each other for so long that you can do this. Right?
Yeah,
it's because of the bands that you've had before.
Yeah, there's a lot of in the live show. There's a lot of dialogue kind of between the flute and the violin.
Nice.
Where Kate and I are.
Right, which is what you see when you're in Europe and they're rocking out. Yeah.
So there's we do a lot of improv type stuff. And I don't know if we have any of that slated for this show, but
for this evening, for sure. Because once there's a fire dancer involved, who knows what's happening.
And also because the songs can tend to be 10 or 15 minutes long.
Right. Because you don't really know where you're going. You're just sort of like, see where it takes it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's cool. So who thought of Zoltar's Fortune? Is this the game? Isn't it the like automated dude, right? And that who Zoltar is?
That is who Zoltar is. I mean, but I think we all kind of voted on the name. We went through like several different incarnations of what it was going to be called, and this was. I think Vernon came up with Zoltar's Fortune, though. I don't think it was me.
Yeah. That it's a good one. Kudos to whoever came up with it.
That's yeah. It it's the Zoltar machine from the movie Big.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
I guess I don't. His fortune for Tom Hanks was
right
to be an adult.
Ooh. So.
And our fortunes.
Your wishes will come true. Careful what you wish for.
Although our wish is to be not adults, and we do our best to
musicians.
Avoid.
Yeah. Close enough.
We want the reverse from the Zoltar machine.
Right.
Yes, be right. Very small and with no responsibilities at all.
Right. And let's have a fire dancer.
Yeah. Yeah, the absolute pinnacle of irresponsibility.
Right. Wait a minute. With alcohol.
Yes.
But no, she's saying no, she would not. You know, when she's working. Right. But everyone else. Yes.
Because part of the fire dance is eating. Fire.
Oh, yes. So that would be a bad idea. Mm. Yes. So you really do eat the fire. And this was something that someone showed you. How does one really quick, how does one become a fire dancer?
Okay. So, well, first I started off as a belly dancer.
Okay.
And then from there I saw other fire performance, and I didn't start with fire eating. Most fire performers don't.
Right. Because you were like, there's no way
exactly.
I can put the fire into my body.
Well, I didn't necessarily have that thought process, but
in
just
your
that
mouth.
Looks, it's really dangerous. So that's not usually where you start.
I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, well, it's okay. It's
super
hot.
Scary.
Yeah.
Right?
There's never been a better chance to light your entire face on fire.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's an
so
excellent
are you
chance
like?
For that.
Don't I'm not putting any kind of makeup? Are you like?
I
mean, super,
I don't wear
super
lipstick.
Careful? You don't wear lipstick
because
okay.
That's like putting grease on your lips and then adding fire. It's just a bad combination. But you pretty much though to answer your first question, you just eventually see it enough that you're like, all right, I want to learn how to do that.
Okay.
But you have to find somebody that already knows how to do it and is pretty well trained at it
to
show you.
Okay. And so, but by that time, you've seen it enough times that you could
exactly.
ask someone, hey, you.
And then you put fire in your mouth. It's fun.
And once you did it, that was it. You were like, oh, I can do this. I'm going to keep doing this.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're hooked.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've been doing this for years now. So
really?
Yeah.
Fire dancing?
Yeah.
For years?
Fire dancing and belly dancing.
And belly dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And so
if they once again your company?
Oh, it's Mesmerizing Arts.
Mesmerizing Arts, and they can find Mesmerizing Arts at
www.mesmerizingarts.com. I actually just bought a new domain that's shorter, so it's just Mesarts now, M-E-Z-A-R-T-S.
Okay, so there are options. Mm-hmm. Mesarts or Mesmerizing Arts. For those of you who like to spell bigger words.
Yeah, and while we're talking websites, there's yes. www.zoltarsfortune.net.
.net.
Not .com. And it's linked to Mesmerizing Arts, so if you forgot, if your memory is very, very short, you already forgot what she said.
Zoltarsfortune.net, and then links all around.
Yes.
All right, and once again, all of you will be performing tonight at from 5 to 7, right?
From 5 to 7. We are literally going to run out of here and run directly across the street to Southern
and
Rail.
Get set
and
up.
Set up, yeah.
Okay.
And it is going to be a large time, so you do want to be there.
That is, sounds like fun. All right, so we've still got a little bit of time before you are running, so more please.
Sure. We're gonna do I'm gonna try to pronounce this. This is a I'm thinking Israeli tune.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, Jay brought this to us, so I was hoping that he could tell us where it came from and how it's pronounced, but I'm gonna try Debasar Bulgar.
Okay.
Is what it's called.
And do we have any idea what that means? Or
no, I don't.
We just call it hey.
Yeah, we call it hey because
you'll find out.
Yeah,
oh,
you will know.
Yes, I think I already love it. Okay.
And Jay gives us a lead in on this one, so
okay.
Thank you.
That was awesome. And that was Debazar Vulgar, or otherwise known as Hey. Hey, the
Much
Hey
easier
song.
To remember,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I see why I see why you would call that Hey. Yeah. Yeah. But now, like, once you get started, don't you want to just keep yelling hey at each other?
We encourage the audience to join in, so
everybody yeah. Okay.
Can be a part of it.
I can see how these songs could go on and on and on, and y'all are just playing and playing and playing. And are people dancing? And
oh, yeah, yeah. It's one of the great things about this kind of music is it's very interactive, and we the more the audience gets into it, and they, you know, it's music that makes you want to kind of clap along and get up and move and dance and stuff like that, and that's what we want from the audience. We want them, right up in
right,
there with us.
Right.
You know, it's a group party. It's not just people.
Yeah, yeah, not just people watching.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why.
Fire starts and everybody's
right. Yeah. Then everyone's like, "Oh, mesmerized." Yeah, right. That's when everyone gets a drink and cools off for a moment. Yeah.
Well, we played a show at the Kraken where someone got up and did dance with the Fire Eater, and that was a very bold move, I thought. But
wow.
You know, not everybody.
Yeah. Right. Not everyone's that drunk.
Yeah, not everyone has that. Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm sure. I mean, I don't doubt at all that alcohol played a role in that. Yeah. But you really don't know what's going to happen. But the neat thing, again, with this kind of music is that it's
very organic. Whatever is, I mean, I could see how every show is going to be different, and how every time you play the song, how it could just feed off of, you know, whatever y'all come up with or how the audience is doing. Yeah.
The more they're into it, and the more they get it, they become a part of it, the better it is. The better it is for us.
Right. The energy and yeah.
And that's something that's kind of, it's not unique to this kind of music, but it's a feature, I think, of this kind of music, which is why it's so much fun to play.
Well, it's so uniquely based in a live performance culture, you know? I mean, it's you know, that the Romanis weren't known for their recordings. They were known for just, you know, playing and playing and playing for hours.
And you're right, and it's hard to find recordings of this kind of music, too. My dad, actually, Sean and my dad, because Sean's my twin brother.
Yeah.
Lives
Who's older?
Me, but by an insignificant amount of minutes.
Okay. All right, but someone's always older. I just want to know. I just want to know who it is. Okay.
But Dad lives in Toronto, and so there's a much larger population of Hungarian and Russian
in Toronto.
Yeah, in Toronto.
Just because their immigration was friendlier to them.
Probably the U.S. isn't well known for their
what
our.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. We could have a whole other conversation.
Right,
about
right,
that.
Right. Right. But we're here to talk about Zoltar's culture.
Yeah, but so there's a higher availability of Hungarian and Russian music in Toronto, and so Dad goes to these little gypsy stores, and there's a bookstore that he gets CDs from.
Okay, and, so you've got a source for constantly new music.
Yeah, and there was one just fantastic fiddle player named Roby Lakatos who I watch play and say, "Good God!"
Uh-huh.
Dad got a chance to see him perform live, and he is just That's an amplifier making that
noise? That's, yeah. There's amps around. There's something's always going to... And also, these chairs are used by a lot of musicians.
No. So. It sounded like somebody had beans for lunch.
Yeah. I think that was just... that's an amp.
Yeah. It's not unfamiliar. I'm just trying to source it.
That was not a human sound.
No. But it sounded like one.
But it could have been, and then it would have been scary. Mm. All right, on that note, how about some more music?
We could. You guys want to do...
Dare cigarettes?
Yeah, we could. What the hell, why not?
Yes, dare what?
All right, this one is a tricky one, but we'll roll it out because
we like it tricky.
Yes, we like to take some chances.
Yes.
We feel very comfortable in your studio. And
yes, you are always welcome. Yes, I'm always excited when y'all are coming in. So this tricky one is called?
It's called Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Not hard to pronounce that one.
Okay. Hey. Thank you. That was awesome. There were some flying fingers on that one. Yeah, yeah. I see why that one is really fast.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and when Sean came in with the bass, I was like, oh my god, all right, well.
Sean's like, all right, let's try it, yeah.
I was almost like,
no, that was yeah, that's fast. That was, y'all were flying, that's good.
And there's a lot more of that sort of thing that you will get to see at Southern Rail.
Tonight, 5 to 7.
Five to
and
seven.
I see what you mean about the guitar and the flute playing off of each other. I see how y'all definitely are, how that could just keep going and going and going.
Oh yeah, yeah. We can really.
And so when there's fire dancer, are you feeding off of that as well? Or are you just sort of
everybody's just watching.
Yeah, right? The band fades into a sort of a blur of something.
Of just like background. Oh, yeah. Wow. Look.
Yeah. But no, we as a group, including Money, have sat down and Money reviewed these songs. So
you kind of know what's going to happen. And I'm sure there's also a speed where you can't go that much faster, really. I mean, there's fire. Yeah.
Yeah, she sort of constructed her act around the tunes that the fire is on, and so it all goes together. We didn't,
right.
You know.
Right, you've actually practiced, yeah, yeah.
Just moving
into the pomodoro. Here is some fire, just go. Yeah. Yeah.
That could risk setting us on fire, which you
don't. Yeah, right. Yeah, so tonight, 5 to 7... at the station, Zoltar's Fortune and Fire Dancer included.
That's right.
Later after that, September 18th, at the Cracking with Big Swedish.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Something else coming up then.
Yes.
If Zoltar'sFortune.net, you would already know this.
Yes.
Then, but in case you don't know.
And then the Carborough Music Festival on the 27th at Weaver Street Lawn at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So y'all, Kraken, Carborough Music Fest, you got a bunch of stuff going on.
We're on the tour of Carborough.
The tour of Carborough. Well, the music scene around here is really good. And I was thinking about it when you contacted me. I was like, I don't think I've ever had a Romani band on this. I've never heard of a gypsy band around here, really.
I think we're the only one. I mean, there's people that play gypsy jazz, which
right.
is not this.
Which is different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gypsy jazz is jazz in the style of Django Reinhardt and Stephen Capelli.
Right.
Which is
but
great.
But that's jazz.
But it's jazz.
Yes.
This is not jazz.
Right. That's jazz with a gypsy man who influenced it.
Yes. Yeah. And it seems like when people say, oh, gypsy, they want to add jazz at the end of that. It doesn't get added to the end of ours.
Yeah.
Not that we don't
yeah.
like jazz.
Sure.
We do,
sure. Right. Yeah. We like all kinds of music. Yeah.
We're not jazz musicians.
This is not jazz at all. I didn't hear that, Tom. What'd you say?
We don't literally like jazz. No, we do. We like jazz. I love Stefan Grappelli, but I don't play the same kind of music as he does.
Yeah. This is unlike anything I have heard around here. So that's very cool. Very cool stuff. All right, so we've got 8 minutes, and then y'all are going to be running over to start setting up at the station and setting things, getting the fire going. And
Do you want to play a track off of the CD? What about...
yes, what would you like me to play?
Why don't we play Whistling Horror, which is... Yeah, and that'll take care of the 8 minutes.
All right. Okay, here we go. So this is Zoltar's Fortune off of the Zoltar's Fortune CD. This is Whistling Horror. Thank you.
was Zoltar's Fortune with Whistling Hora, and we have been fortunate enough to have Zoltar's Fortune live in the studio with us today. So thank you again to everyone for coming on. And once again, that was Vern on violin and Tom on guitar and Kate on flute and Jay on accordion and Sean on bass and Mundi the fire dancer as well. And everyone will be playing and rocking out with fire and gypsy music tonight from 5 to 7 at the station with a beer kickoff party. So
yeah, absolutely. Come join us. And the CDs are for sale for the low price of $5, so you can come and get
that. You know, that is a bargain. There's more. That's more than, that's really good. $5 for a whole CD? That's a bargain.
It may be the price of one pint of pump kick. I don't know.
Yeah. So but yes.
Maybe it's even less than that. I don't know.
Yes. Well, go find out.
We will find out.
We
very,
will find
very
out.
Soon.
So you can find out more. Yeah. You can keep up with Zoltar's Fortune at zoltarsfortune.net, and you can keep up with Fire Dancing via a link at there. At there, because I now remember mesmerizingarts.com. Okay. All right, so let's just have one more, just because I want to hear this one. This one is No More Gray-Haired Ladies for Me. You are listening to Licks and Lyrics on WCOM. You are listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Made a world go round. Ain't nothing in a world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so.